The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, December 3rd. We'll tell you about President Biden's latest plan to confront the Omicron variant of COVID-19, from more boosters to free tests to new travel restrictions. Also, the return of a policy meant to ease congestion on the U.S.-Mexico border, but with some changes. Plus, what's behind more autism diagnoses in the U.S., why it could be easier for you to find new doctors on Google, and how a generous 13-year-old used his once-in-a-lifetime wish to help others. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden has a new plan he hopes will protect Americans from a bad winter surge of COVID-19. A lot of people are paying close attention, too, because of the new variant, Omicron. Some researchers now say, compared to other variants, this one seems to infect more people who've been sick with COVID-19 before or who have been vaccinated. So President Biden says, quote, "We're going to fight this variant with science and speed." And with that, he announced some new strategies. For starters, most Americans will be able to get their rapid at-home tests paid for, since the White House is making private insurance companies reimburse customers for the costs of those tests. Biden also announced tougher rules for international travelers flying into the United States. Starting Monday, they'll need to test negative for COVID-19 within 24 hours of their flight. That's a change from current rules that say tests can be taken within 3 days. Also, Biden extended mask mandates for all airports, planes, trains, and buses through at least mid-March. The president also focused a lot on getting more people vaccinated, since he says vaccines are still the best protection against all variants of COVID-19. He says pharmacies are now sending text messages and emails to remind Americans when it is time to get their next shot. And that's just some of the plan. Though Biden made it clear there will not be any more shutdowns or lockdowns. A lot of public health experts praised parts of his plan, but many of them also called for more investment in testing, screening, and fighting misinformation. And some said there should be more restrictions for domestic flights, not just international ones. All of this comes as officials confirmed several more Omicron cases right here in the United States. So far, they've been reported in at least 5 states, California, Minnesota, Colorado, New York, and Hawaii. Some of the patients had been to South Africa recently, where Omicron was first reported, but others had not, suggesting the new variant is already spreading within the U.S. population. Still, there's a lot we don't know about this variant. An infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist answers our questions about Omicron and offers her predictions for what it'll mean for our daily lives moving forward. That's in our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow morning. Once again, Congress was up against the clock to pass a government spending bill. But last night, they got it done, avoiding a government shutdown that would have gone into effect at midnight tonight. Top Republicans and Democrats reached an agreement, and both the House and Senate signed off all in one day. So that means the bill is now on its way to President Biden for his signature, and he's expected to sign it. The bill just extends the current level of federal spending that was set under the Trump administration. It also includes $7 billion to help refugees from Afghanistan. But it's only a short-term solution. It funds the government through mid-February, giving lawmakers more time to negotiate and pass new spending bills. For now, though, lawmakers in both parties are focused on other priorities. They still need to vote on raising the government's debt ceiling and passing an annual defense policy bill, all in the next couple of weeks. Plus, Democrats want to finish the roughly $2 trillion social spending and climate package before the end of the year. Stay tuned. The U.S. is about to restart a controversial immigration policy, but with some changes. We're talking about what's commonly known as the Remain in Mexico policy. It basically says migrants who apply for asylum need to wait in Mexico instead of the U.S. while American authorities evaluate their cases. It started under the Trump administration, and supporters say it helped alleviate some of the congestion in the southern U.S. and the burden on American taxpayers. But critics have called it inhumane, saying it forces vulnerable migrants to stay in especially violent border cities. Well, the U.S. and Mexican governments have come up with a solution so they can keep the policy and address some of the humanitarian concerns. This time around, the U.S. will give Mexico resources to create migrant shelters and COVID-19 shots so migrants can get vaccinated. And the U.S. is promising migrants will have access to legal counsel and that their claims for asylum will be processed within 6 months. Also, some of the most vulnerable migrants will be exempt. Originally, President Biden wanted to get rid of Remain in Mexico altogether. But you might remember a federal judge said not allowed. The Biden administration is still appealing that ruling. But in the meantime, the policy with the changes will start up again on Monday at one border location and quickly expand to 7 cities. A sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a 23-year-old man in Ohio has now been charged with murder. The shooting happened right around this time last year. Longtime deputy Jason Meade, who was white, shot Casey Goodson Jr., who was black, 5 times in the back. It led to large protests, but it's still not clear exactly what happened that day since the killing was not recorded on either body or dash cam video. Meade was searching for a fugitive when he came across Goodson, who was not part of that original search. Meade's lawyer said the deputy opened fire because Goodson pointed a gun at him. But Goodson's family says he was holding a sandwich, not a gun. And even if he did have a gun on him, he had a license for it. Meade is scheduled in court today, where he's expected to plead not guilty. This week brought the warmest December weather on record in parts of the U.S. and Canada. Temperatures across the plains, parts of the Rockies, and central states like Missouri are running as much as 35 degrees above average for this time of year. And Washington, Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota have broken all-time heat records. In Denver, Colorado, it hasn't snowed yet, and that sets a record for the latest measurable snowfall there. And it's been in the 70s this week. Starting today, though, the trend is expected to change. A cold front is dropping into the central U.S., so it will not be quite as hot. But longer-range forecasts do predict more heat waves before the year is out. More news in just a moment, but let's take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes. When was the last time you got on a bike and actually wanted to go up a steep hill? You can with e-bikes. It's probably why you keep hearing about them. People who use Rad Power Bikes say it's completely transformed everyday life. Here's the best part. Because Rad Power Bikes is North America's largest maker of e-bikes, they have models that can get you biking again, even if it's been a long time. If you're wanting to buy a gift for someone who wants to get out more or just seems to have everything, then hit up radpowerbikes.com and check out their award-winning lineup of e-bikes. They're in stock and ready to ship. That's radpowerbikes.com. For the next few weeks, 3 NFL players will not be allowed to play football or get paid. One of them is a star wide receiver for the Buccaneers, Antonio Brown. The NFL suspended him and 2 other players for violating COVID-19 rules. At least in Brown's case, it's because the NFL found out he used a fake COVID-19 vaccination card to bypass the league's virus protocols. The NFL does not require players get vaccinated, but some of the restrictions are looser for players who are. The 3 players all accepted the NFL's decision and decided not to appeal, so their 3-game suspension will start this weekend. New CDC data shows more children are getting diagnosed with autism and at younger ages. The updated statistics now say autism impacts about 1 in 44 8-year-old children. That's based on a study in 2018, and it's a change from 2016 when the CDC said 1 in 54 children had been diagnosed. U.S. autism numbers have been on the rise for years, but experts say it's likely just due to more awareness, training, and availability of services to treat the condition. Not that there's truly more children affected now than before. A different CDC report also found diagnoses are happening sooner. Children were 50% more likely to be diagnosed with autism by age 4 in 2018 than in 2014. Google hopes to make searching for a doctor a little easier. A new feature on Google Mobile will allow you to see what insurance networks different doctors accept. When you search for doctors near me on your phone, for example, Google will offer a few filters at the top to help narrow the search results. So you can see only those who accept Medicare if you want. Or if you expand the tool a little bit, you may be able to see the information about private insurance as well, though that is not as guaranteed. Google will also allow doctors to list which languages they can speak at their offices. The hope is to make it easier for people who may otherwise have a hard time communicating with their healthcare providers. If you don't see it working well in your area yet, Google says it's going through to make sure there are updated details in these new listings and that doctors are claiming their business profiles. A big merger in the semiconductor chip industry is facing a major setback. The FTC sued to block a $40 billion deal. American chipmaker NVIDIA wanted to buy a British chip designer called Arm. That would be the largest chip merger in history. But officials with the FTC say it would give NVIDIA too much power, hurt competition, and lead to higher prices. Remember, chips are needed to power all kinds of electronics, including modern cars, smartphones, and healthcare systems. So the FTC says Americans really depend on competitive, cutting-edge chip markets. But a spokesperson for NVIDIA says the company will fight the lawsuit. He says the merger would benefit the industry and inspire more competition. So it looks like it'll play out in court. Can you guess the most used emoji in 2021? A new report from the Unicode Consortium says it's the tears of joy emoji, also known as the laughing crying emoji. You know the smiley or laughing face with tears coming out of the eyes? That one. Coming in second place is the red heart. And in third place, more laughing with tears, but slightly tilted to represent rolling on the floor laughing. In fourth place, the thumbs up sign. The top 10 most used emoji are said to be mostly the same from before the pandemic in 2019, and they're all mostly positive. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. When it comes to something that I put in my body every single day, I want to know that I can trust the ingredients and that it's doing what it's supposed to do. That's why I appreciate that Ritual has invested in gold standard, university-led research for its vitamins. For example, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels in 12 weeks, helping to fill common nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. Ritual has also committed to third-party testing from places like the Non-GMO Project. So all of that makes me feel great about taking Ritual vitamins as part of my daily routine. On top of that, Ritual's vitamins are fresh-tasting, and they never upset my stomach. They're also convenient. I only need to take 2 pills once a day. And when I'm ready for more, my vitamins show up at my doorstep, so I never run out. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. A boy who had the opportunity to get any wish granted chose something to help other people. 13-year-old Abraham Olegbegi found out he was born with a rare blood disorder. He was able to get a bone marrow transplant to help, and it was successful, but he still qualified for Make-A-Wish. In case you're not familiar, that's an organization that grants wishes to kids with serious illnesses. Abraham's mom thought he might ask for a PlayStation. Instead, he told Make-A-Wish he wanted to feed the homeless. So the organization set up a day for Abraham to distribute free food and supplies to the homeless population in his hometown of Jackson, Mississippi. At least 80 people were fed that day, and that was only the beginning. Make-A-Wish is now working with Abraham so he can pass out food once a month through next August. After that, he has big plans to strike out on his own. He wants to start a nonprofit to feed the homeless called Abraham's Table. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. Then join us again on Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you for listening and have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.